With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republicans winning enough seats now to control the House, completing the party's sweep into power and securing their hold on government alongside President-elect Donald Trump. House Republican victory in Arizona alongside a very slow-counting California gave the GOP the 218 House victories that make up the majority. With the appointments of Marco Rubio and Mike Waltz to cabinet positions, President-elect Trump putting together some, what some China hawks call, tough-on-China dream team.
Both lawmakers are harsh China critics. If confirmed, Rubio would be the first sitting Secretary of State under Beijing sanctions and banned from traveling to China. Waltz, asked to be Trump's national security advisor, is one of the most vocal China critics in Congress. Both men are likely to be central to Chinese leader Xi Jinping's fears of a rise in tensions under Trump. Another Republican China is especially wary of is Robert O'Brien, Trump's former national security advisor. O'Brien has indicated that the U.S. should try to bring Russia's war in Ukraine to an end and then attempt to peel Moscow away from Beijing. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, political scientist Eitan Gilboa says he thinks Senator Rubio, for a president's choice for Secretary of State, would be a tremendous ally of Israel.
There are people at the State Department that are anti-Israel, and during the Biden administration have voiced opposition to American support for the Israeli war against Iran's proxies, especially Hamas and Hezbollah. Marco Rubio would have an opportunity to deal with those dissenting voices.
Your boy, one of the leading political scientists in Israel. This is SRN News. The leader of the Church of England has stepped down.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby says he will step down in response to outrage over a sex abuse scandal in the state church. A new report has revealed that a man who worked for the Church of England abused numerous children in the 1970s and 80s, and when it was discovered, Anglican officials covered it up. In fact, Dr. Welby found out about the scandal in 2013, and critics say he failed to do enough to bring it to light and punish the abuser. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study from the University of Colorado revealing books advancing the LGBT agenda in public school libraries were most likely to be challenged by parents. A review of more than 2,500 books challenged in 32 states during the 2021-22 school year found many of the same titles appearing over and over. One of the most banned books, Gender Queer, a Memoir by Mia Kobaibe. This is SRN News. Republican candidate Eric Hovde says he may seek a recount after a paper-thin loss to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin in the Wisconsin state race.
Hovde can request a recount because his margin of defeat was less than one percentage point, about 29,000 votes. But he hasn't said yet whether he'll request one, explaining in a video directed at supporters he wants to review all the information and options available. Hovde also cites what he says were irregularities in the election. He notes that some precincts in the Democrat stronghold of Milwaukee saw turnout that was higher than the number of registered voters posted on the county's website. Bob Agner reporting.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says he was detained by police at an airport in Washington earlier this month. He says he became disoriented after he took medication and had an alcoholic drink. More details at SRNnews.com.